Trump's power and his policies on jobs, immigrants, religious and ethnic hatreds, and the alt-wrong are all related. Scholars of intolerance tell us that threat breeds hate. I suspect that all we can say about why immigrants and Muslims are really good people only makes those who feel threatened feel more threatened, because instead of talking about their needs, we're praising someone else. So I want to talk about the needs of Americans who feel threatened economically and what can be done regarding their economic losses, recognizing that the dysfunction in American politics is partly due to the desperation of workers who've lost once good jobs. Protecting American workers is crucial, both because people suffer when they can't find good jobs and because desperate or threatened people take dangerous risks at the polls and elsewhere. We must protect workers, both for their sakes and for ours. It's much the same thing. It's our job because government, fiscal, tax, programmatic, and other policy decisions daily determine how many jobs there are. Some people can make their own opportunities, but to be fair, most good, decent, hardworking people can't. What can we do about it? Sometimes it helps just to set out the options. Here are the choices I can see. FDR created unemployment compensation, and Nixon proposed a negative income tax, safety net approaches based on direct income transfers. Many object, including those who benefit from handouts, tax loopholes, deductions, farm price support, subsidies, etc. The tax code and the budget are replete with them. But direct financial transfers are one possibility. A second approach is to pay for jobs indirectly through trade policies. All three presidential candidates talked about that. I understand the fear of foreign competition, even though there are reasons to look for other solutions for American workers. Limiting foreign imports hides the cost in the price of things we buy and isolates the American economy from developments elsewhere. It also might not work. Actual hiring decisions would rest on other people's decisions. But we can't overcome the fear if we can't commit to other steps, and all the talk about the risk to Social Security fans that fear. A third approach, the conservative free market approach, is not really a solution for the working person at all. It simply puts the monkey on workers' backs to find jobs or starve. A fourth approach is to create new jobs by government action. Fiscal stimulus, infrastructure development, and investment in science and education, all of which call for construction, maintenance, and technical jobs. That's what Obama called for, but Congress drastically whittled his effort down. Why can't government be employer of last resort? That would automatically support a minimum wage, create better communities, and make life better for all of us. It's not the free lunch some people worry about. It's a job. What's so terrible about giving people what Tom Paxton called a job of work to do? There's plenty to do if we were willing to invest in our people, our workers, our infrastructure, and our environment. Sometimes spending a little can make a community more attractive and the economy zing while providing a decent income to people who need a job. Some countries use all of those methods and have quite robust economies. Those are the alternatives I can see. The free marketeers defining it away as the workers' problem, the safety net approach of income transfers, paying indirectly through trade policies or subsidies for the appearance of helping workers, or creating jobs through fiscal stimulus or hiring people to do needed work. My preference is to put people to work. That way, protecting others is good for us all. One way or the other, standing up for each other is essential.